What's up, everybody? It's Hank here with the audio version of Smoke Break MMA on the Anchor app. My guest here today is fresh off his 53-second knockout on UFC 234, Jalen the Tarantula Turner. Hello, Jalen. How are you?
What's up, Hank? How's it going?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good. What time is it where you are? You're in California. So what time is it in Cali?
I think it's 6 o'clock. And check the time.
Right. I think you guys are like 2 hours behind us or something like that. Maybe two or three, something like that.
Yeah, 2 hours.
Because it's 9 o'clock here, so probably 7 there.
Yeah. All right.
Definitely. So we talked about the flight, right before we started going live. How long of a flight was it?
I think it was about 18 hours, 16, 18 hours.
18 hours there and 18 hours back.
Yeah, it was actually faster coming back. I think it was like 14 hours back.
So when did they, because I know for the fans who don't know and for listeners who don't know, this was your second UFC fight. You had your debut at UFC 229, Conor Khabib. I watched it, I ordered it. That was on the prelims, but you actually moved up to 170 for that one, right? You're originally a 155er.
Yeah.
And how long of a notice did you take that on? Because it was short notice.
I took it on 2 weeks' notice. I was already training. I just started training. I was like tired of waiting for a fight, and I was like, you know what? Let's get in this. Get ready for something in October. I ended up getting the call, so I feel like it was meant to be.
Yeah, and you fought a really good welterweight. Like we said, you're originally a lightweight. How tall are you? 6'2"?
6'3".
You're a very tall lightweight. I think you and James Vick are the tallest lightweights in the 155-pound weight class, and I believe he's 6'3" as well. You have a very, is that why they call you the Tarantula? I was going to ask you that. Your nickname, the Tarantula, is it because of your long arms and long legs like a spider?
Nah, actually, I own tarantulas.
Oh, so it has nothing to do with that?
Nah.
I'm sure you've got that before, though, because how they started calling Anderson the spider because, he had spider-like arms and legs. He moved and like a spider.
It all correlates, I used to get, you look just like John Jones, or, you fight Anderson Silva. Actually helped Michael Bisping for his training camp against Anderson Silva, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I've got that down on my notes here, and, since you already brought it up, I was going to ask you, was it just like a sparring training type thing, or did you actually have some personal interactions and conversations with Bisping?
At first, it was just mainly sparring, but, things got, we got, heated, and, after the whole camp, he started talking to me. He was like, man, you could be good in the sport, and, he was just gave me, words of wisdom. He's been a cool dude ever since, we just grew a relationship through the training camp, and, he's a cool dude.
Yeah, definitely. Bisping's a great guy. A lot of people don't like him, because of his trash talk and his personality, but if he likes you, he'll ride for you, and he definitely he stuck up for you that night. We said you took it on 2 weeks notice, not your weight class, and still I just watched it 10 minutes ago again. You were doing very well, blasting him to the body. You've got this very weird style, where it looks like you're not really moving, and then they go to attack you and you're behind them.
Yeah. It's like a tarantula attacking its prey.
Definitely. It's very awkward. It's an awkward style, but it's very effective. You were piecing him up, and that spinning back elbow, you cracked him right on the nose with the spinning back elbow. And it just kind of, you ended up in a bad position and got caught. But I listened to your interview after that, and you said, look, this will not mess with me at all. This will not stop me. It happens. It's MMA. We're throwing elbows at each other. We're throwing 4 ounce gloves. Shit happens. So, I distinctly remember you talking about how this is not going to determine my future and not going to hang over my head forever. Did it feel not only good getting out there and getting a W, but it was only 53 seconds. You knocked him out very quickly. Did it feel? And I seen your interview after too on MMAfighting.com. You said, they brought up that loss too, and you said, look, that meant nothing.
Yeah, that loss, I couldn't take anything away from that. It was just it was just my opportunity to get into the door, you know, like, that's where I want to be in the UFC. I know I was going to be destined for the UFC no matter what. And, you know, like, just because I debuted and I lost didn't mean, like, I wasn't destined for greatness still, you know? Like I said, I went up a weight class, I hit him with that elbow. He was tough. He walked through it. Like, if I had threw that same elbow at a 55er, I'm pretty sure they would have folded or at least backed up, you know? So, yeah, like, getting this win, man, like, I was just telling everybody, like, I feel like this is supposed to be my debut. It's my debut fight. It's in my weight, you know, and that's what I do. Like, all my fights are finishes. All my wins are finished. Like, even the fights I've lost, they've been, like, wars or, like, you know, like, it's never been, like, oh, he's boring. Oh, he can't hang. He can't do this. Like, I know, like, sooner or later, fighters are going to be like, oh, he can't survive in the later rounds. Like, nah, I can go 25. Like, I trained for 25. Like, I'm ready to be a champion. I'm ready to start making my climb to the top, you know. So whatever you throw at me, I'm ready for.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you have 8 wins in all first-round finishes? 8 wins in all first round?
Yep, every single one.
Is it all KOs, or is there some subs in there too?
One submission.
So, you know, we've seen so far, you know, like I said, you know, your crazy style, your striking. How versed in jiu-jitsu are you? Are you belted? Do you have, like, a blue belt, purple belt in jiu-jitsu? Are you just starting jiu-jitsu?
No, I'm a purple belt. I train jiu-jitsu. I train a lot of jiu-jitsu, actually. It's funny because, like in this fight, when the dude, he dropped on my leg, he went for a knee bar, and my coach laughed so hard because, like, when he dropped on my leg, I gave him, like, this funny look. I was like, and he kept telling, like, I was watching the video. I was like, did I really do that? He was like, yeah. Like, you gave him a look like, what the fuck are you doing? Because my professor, his nickname is the Leg Collector. So I've been training with him for 6 years. And he is a leg lock monster. So if you drop him a leg, like, I know for a fact, like, you're not going to be anywhere near as high level as him. So I'm not even worried about it. So when the dude, like, when he went for the knee bar, I was just like, oh, okay, yeah. All right, you're going to get that. All right. But, yeah, like, I don't show it in my fights too much, you know. I like to bang on the feet, you know. But I can go to the ground. I just choose not to it, like, at points. Like, even when Colin, this last fight, he went for the takedown. I took him down off of his own takedown, you know. So I'll show it one day. I'll show what I can do on the ground. But I just like to knock people out.
And it sells tickets, you know. It sells tickets. It gets people, and, you know, invested, and it probably just feels better, you know, like when you get a good KO, it feels better than a decision or a cut stoppage, you know, or even a submission maybe. And I love jiu-jitsu, but the knockout's always where it's at. So
it's the best feeling in the world.
How crazy was this fucking card, though? I mean, Whitaker, man. You know, the last few hours, and Anderson and Israel, and it was the main event, but it was only 3 rounds because they didn't want to put 2 extra rounds on Anderson on just a couple hours notice. And like, this was a very crazy card.
Yeah, it was wild, man. Like, when I got the news, like, I woke up the next morning and somebody had tagged me in a post, and they were like, oh, Whitaker's out. And I was like, no, I was like, you guys are like, it's a joke, you know, there's no way. Like, I just seen him yesterday at weigh-ins, like, he was fine. And sure enough, yeah, he was out. It tripped me out. But, you know, like, even when I got on the card, when I heard the card was announced, I didn't even know that Whitaker and Gastelum were on the card. Like, I just knew about Israel and Anderson, you know. That was, like, the main event for me anyway. Like, I love those guys. Like, I look up to both of them. So it was, like, you know, watching the fight was just awesome. Being a part of the card, like, fighting on the same card as Anderson, it was like, man, like that's what I, like, dreamt of, you know. So it was just, it was so surreal.
Anderson's the GOAT, and to me, Anderson is the GOAT, to me personally.
Yeah, for sure, hands down.
And, you know, I'm not going to lie, you know, I'm not going to lie at all. I picked Anderson to win. I thought Anderson was going to win. I make predictions every fight. I mean, that's still Anderson Silva. Even though he's 43 years old and maybe a little slower and a little older, that's still Anderson, you know. And the fight was actually even. I mean, one judge had it 29-28, another two had it 30-27, but my initial reaction, you know, and I tweeted it out, I was unimpressed with Adesanya. I was unimpressed with Anderson. Like, and hear me out a little bit, you know, and I love both those guys. I'm a huge fan of Israel. Israel is, I mean, you follow the sport. He's amazing striker, amazing talker, good talent. I just, he was supposed to Anderson Silva Anderson, you know what I mean? He was supposed to knock him out. He was supposed to have that moment where he has Anderson's head, you know? He's supposed to have that moment where he took out the GOAT, and you didn't. You know, you were supposed to have that highlight reel finish, and you kind of just, I loved it. The kick where Anderson kicked, or when Israel kicked and Anderson ducked it, and they did that whole thing where he's like, bring it. I mean, I love the fight. I love them both. But to me, personally, and I'm a huge fan, I watch every fight in every organization, it was an uneventful fight to me. But maybe it's just because we needed two more rounds.
I love the fight. The way it played out, I said it before the fight even happened. I said it's gonna. I knew nobody was gonna get finished in that fight, and the way I look at it, like, it was just really masterful. It was respectful, you know. Like, if you're fighting like your idol, you know, like that's how you expect it to play out. They both showed each other respect. They both went out there, tried to do their thing, and like granted, I do think Israel could have did a little more. He could have been he could have used his athleticism a little bit more, been a little bit faster, and moved and popped. You know, got some nice crosses in there. But Silva's timing was still there, and his poise was still there, so it was, like, hard for him to get in and get anything going off, you know? So it was a great fight to me. Like, I loved it as a fan, like, a fighter. Like, I just thought it was really masterful.
Yeah, but you get what I mean, though, as far as Israel.
I get exactly what you mean.
Israel, like, was supposed to shine.
Yeah, that was supposed to be his night, like, his big, like, glorified moment where he took out one of the best. I get you, you know, and it's like, I feel like that statement and that, like, highlight has been set by Conor McGregor, you know, because that's what he's done. But at the same time, like just being, like, a martial artist myself and knowing how, like how Israel looked up to Silva, it's like fighting your dad, you know, like...
You don't want to hurt him.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to hurt him. So, you know, I love the way the fight played out.
It was definitely a cool moment. You know, like when they hugged at the end, it was a great moment. When they bowed at each other in that picture of where they're bowing, that was... There's a couple of iconic photos we'll look back at, you know, years later, and that will be one. Possibly Anderson's last fight. I mean, we don't know. That could have been Anderson's last fight. Who knows?
Yeah.
You're a lightweight, so you've introduced yourself to 155. You just brought up Conor McGregor. That's your weight class. You know, you're in the same weight class as Tony Ferguson, Justin Gaethje, James Vick. And I'm just going to throw this out, you know, and I'm pretty sure they haven't made no offers to you or thought about, you know, what's next because you just fought. But, and I'm just curious to get your, you know, opinion. I was just watching your fight, the both of them, the first one and then the second one. And yeah. I would love to see you versus Gregor Gillespie. I know Gregor Gillespie is ranked. I think he's ranked at least 10 or maybe even 11. But I would love to see you versus a strong grappler like Gregor Gillespie.
He just fought on the New York card, right?
Yeah.
I like that fight.
June.
I watched that fight with Yancey, and I feel like there's a lot of opportunities where he could have got subbed. I know what he's gonna try to do. He's just gonna try to wrestle me the whole fight. So that's all I gotta do. It's gonna be everything I've done in my entire career. So fights like that, you know, I never shy away from. Like I'm ready for the grapplers. I'm ready for the strikers. I'm ready for whatever. But you know, if they make it happen, they make it happen. But I'm not calling them out or nothing. I'm not looking for that fight right now. But right. You know, in due time, I'm ready to wipe out the division. The only person I'm not trying to fight is my boy Roosevelt Roberts. Anybody else, it's, you know, it's business from there.
Right. They probably won't do that, you know, but just because he's already ranked and you're just now, you know, getting going. But
that
would definitely be an intrigue. You know, that's definitely I would like to see Jeff Neal. Jeff Neal is a lightweight, right? Or is he a welterweight?
Boy, I don't pay attention to none of these lightweights. I'm in my own lane.
Jeff Neal, there's a lot of good matchups. You know, you showed with that fight that they can trust you. You know, they can trust you with big opportunities.
Yeah, no doubt. I feel like I showed that in my debut. Like,
oh, definitely. I agree.
I shined under the lights. I didn't crack under any pressure. Like, that's me. Like, I love the big fights. Like, I love the big events. Like, that's where I do best.
Well, Jalen, I appreciate you coming on so much, man, and I'm very much looking forward to what comes next for you.
Hopefully I get on something in April, man. Hopefully I'm shooting for that. So
and you
we'll
said
see.
You're about to be a father? I heard you're about to be a father. Is this your first no, child?
Baby number two.
Number two.
Yeah.
I have three myself. I have three kids.
Oh, awesome. Heck yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I know what it's like.
Yeah, it's up and down, man. Shoot.
So, but the name I mentioned, is that, like, I seen a little look on your face when I said Greg Gillespie. You was like, huh? I mean, if they called you and was like, hey, you have a shot at number 10. I know you're unranked, but we're going to give you number 10.
I never shy away from any fight. Like, come on, I fought a welterweight on 2 weeks' notice. Come
right,
on,
right.
I never shy away from any fight. So,
if that happens, I want my credit for calling it.
For sure. It's funny because, like, I actually watched that card and I remembered his name because of that fight, you know? So I was like, oh, like, you know, it's funny because my mom said the same thing. Oh, what if you fight him? And my mom's like, she has, like, some, like, third sense where, like, what she says ends up happening. But we'll see. It could happen, but, you know, I'm still trying to, you know, I'm going to build myself up. You know, I'm going to be a champion, so I'm going to end up fighting everybody anyway, so.
Sometimes they rush people too much, you know? Okay, your second fight in the UFC, here's Anderson Silva. You know, I mean, it's okay to give you a guy who, you know, is just the same as you, and then give you a little bit better, a little bit better. There's nothing wrong with working your way up.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, we'll see how everything goes, see how the future plays out. But, yeah, I mean, I've been dealing with wrestling my whole life. I mean, I've been dealing with strikers my whole life. Like you said, I got a weird style, so we'll see. Like you said, I haven't shown my jiu-jitsu game, so that could be an opportunity to do it.
Jalen, thank you so much for coming on. What's your Twitter name, and where can all my listeners find you on Twitter?
My Twitter is Jalen Turner, and then Instagram, the Tarantula MMA, Facebook, Jalen Turner.
Yes, sir. Hit him up, look him up, check out his highlights.
Yes, sir.
You have a good night, Jalen.
All right, you too.
I hope you guys enjoyed this interview with UFC lightweight contender, Jalen the Tarantula Turner. Yeah, guys, keep your eyes peeled for this one. Fresh off 53-second knockout of Callan Potter. I mean, he's good. He's good. He's quick. He made, you know, he made that two-week jump up to welterweight, and it didn't go his way. But this is MMA. Shit happens, and sometimes the best fighter doesn't always win. In my personal opinion, you guys need to keep an eye on Jalen Turner. Jalen, the Tarantula Turner. Look him up, guys. See ya.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.